Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 13th of January, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft operated its Skype and Cortana audio transcription and vetting program without adequate security for several years, according to a former contractor. The unnamed worker says he was tasked with grading user audio, which he accessed via a browser-based app on his personal laptop while living in Beijing. The scheme was first reported by Vice last year, and Microsoft says it has since moved its human grading program to secure facilities outside of China. Facebook's begun giving some users access to its redesigned desktop experience, first announced in April, that's less cluttered and uses brighter icons. The company said it plans to offer the new look more broadly sometime before the spring. In the meantime, when the small percentage of people who can access this new feature sign into Facebook for the first time, Facebook will let them either set the website to use white backgrounds and bright colors, or a dark mode background similar to the popular features offered on computers, iPhones and devices, powered by Google's Android software. Instagram removes posts and accounts expressing positive sentiment regarding deceased Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, citing compliance with U.S. sanctions. President Trump designated the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization in April, and Instagram removed Soleimani's page at that time. The Wall Street Journal details Google's push into health data, including what sources relate as a failed data storage deal with health data company Cerner. Google reportedly offered significant discounts and incentives, but put Cerner off with vague responses to how Google might use the data. Google has data agreements with numerous health companies and is developing a search engine for doctors and nurses. One in five U.S. adults regularly wears a smartwatch or wearable fitness tracker, according to a Pew Research Center survey conducted in June. 25% of women and 18% of men said they regularly wore such devices. 31% of people earning $75,000 or more a year said they often wore the devices. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.